This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Which on this Monday evening is brought to you by
DoorDash.
Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer.
DoorDash.
Get more from your neighborhood. I'd like to start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Shut up, you big baby!
And to Don.
There's only so much Kevin Costner you can take.
And to myself.
Here's what I'm saying, Dom.
And to myself.
Bong is tough.
I'm sorry?
Bong is tough.
It's been a long day.
Well, there'll be a lot, Dom.
This is a legitimate question, Michael.
What's that?
Is what Peter did to me deserving of an apology?
Yes.
Oh, hit the music.
I think I agree.
Sure. Hit it. You know, Dom, I'm sorry. You know, you were gone for a while, and when you were off the show, I forgot. I forgot what your name was, and I thought that your name was not Donald, but that you were actually named Dominique.
Or Domald.
Or Domald. And so earlier, I just was hanging on to that, and I called you Dom. But, of course, I know your name is Don. I'm sorry, and I ask for your forgiveness.
Well, clearly I forgive you, but I guess what just hurts so much, Peter, is that if I can't get you guys, how am I supposed to get the world? Like,
so
how is Chris Mullin ever going to turn around if I can't get you?
Don, we've been together 20 years.
Yeah.
I have never called you Don.
Ever.
Never
ever.
Once.
Okay, so in defense of myself here.
Mm.
I had a couple of friends over last night.
Oh no,
Chelsea, so
Chutney was not here.
Was that a blunt?
No blunts were had, but
Whoa.
went to bed a little late for a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Today
any
morning,
gummies?
Sorry,
any gummies?
No gummies.
No?
Okay.
Ballard.
This morning. After the morning show, went straight to Nick Cannon, did a little hit on Nick Cannon's show.
I saw that. Good job.
Thank you. I did a hell of a job.
Hey, buddy, hey.
From Nick Cannon, came home, had to knock out Juan Epp this week. Finished Juan Epp, jumped on our call. K-Show now, and then tonight at 11, Raw Talk on Peacock.
I'd like to know one thing. It'd be interesting to get a list of things that you turned down.
Yeah, but didn't have time for.
I mean, you really need to go on Nick Cannon. It's not like Scott Pelley called you for 60 minutes.
Right.
Wow, that's hurtful.
Yeah, it wasn't Tamron Hall didn't call.
Well, that's very similar. I mean, that's actually the exact same thing almost. But
oh, hey.
I like Nick. I like Nick, and he's getting his show established. And
a lot
I feel
of people
like,
seem like they like Nick, too.
What do you mean?
He's got a lot of children. A lot of people like Nick.
You mean with, yeah, that is very, very true. He's a very handsome, talented man, I have to be honest with you. But, you know, he's getting his show established, and he calls on me to do it. And
you do it.
Yeah. There are Dom, Michael, Miguel.
Would you ever call him Mick Cannon? No, you wouldn't. But you called Don.
Ever.
What? You called him Mick Cannon, he'd never have you back.
Tom Thibaut Diaw. That would be very funny if I said, well, you know, Mick.
He'd have one Brock of his
Warr.
People drag you off the stage.
Or I called him Neck, certainly.
I mean, I just recovered from COVID pneumonia in the hospital for 5 days. I didn't come back and call you Paul.
No, and many people do that to me. I get it all the time.
Not from me.
Nope.
Not from Michael.
Not from Dom or Miguel.
I'm Hack Rosenberg.
Go on.
Guys, Calvin Ridley of the Atlanta Falcons has been suspended for at least the 2022 season after gambling on games in 2021.
Holy crap.
The NFL put out a statement announcing the suspension, saying that he gambled on games over a five-day stretch in November when he was on the non-football injury list because of mental health. He stepped away from football starting around Halloween. In a series of tweets earlier today after the suspension was announced, he said, quote, that he bet $1,500 total, and, quote, I don't have a gambling problem. He also tweeted that he couldn't even watch football at the time he made the bets.
So that added, even, that's even more moronic.
Right. So you bet no money and you didn't watch? So this is just stupid. There's no purpose. The only thing you did was potentially screw up your career. Let's hear from Marcus Spears on Calvin Ridley.
This is huge. This is not just something you shake a stick at. Oh, Calvin Ridley out for a year. He'll be back. I am interested to see how franchises will look at this going forward. His career may be hanging in the balance, let alone being suspended 1 year from gambling on betting while he's a player in a league.
You know what I'd like to see? So he is suspended for betting on the Falcons. What's going to happen to Stephen Ross for allegedly offering his coach $100,000 a game to lose? Isn't that worse? Now, I'm dead set against Ridley gambling. I think this suspension should be longer. But Stephen Ross, if he did that, should be thrown out of football.
And I think he will be, Michael. If it is proven that he did that, he's going to be forced to sell the team.
Unless Flores has a tape of it, which I don't think he does.
Marcus went on to talk about how the NFL will always come down hard on this sort of thing.
That NFL shield, first and foremost, cannot be looked at as something as kinks in the armor from within. And that is the issue. We all know sitting here on this show how the NFL looks internally at things that happen like this.
Am I right? On to other football news. Woody Johnson supposedly preparing to make a bid to purchase Chelsea. Andrew, your
Chelsea
thoughts?
Chelsea Handler or the...
No, the soccer club, of course.
Chelsea Pier?
No, even bigger. Andrew, thoughts on Woody Johnson to buy Chelsea?
I mean, it'd be a huge deal for him. I wonder how it would divide his time. They're one of the biggest soccer teams in the world. So I think I saw them somewhere. It's going to be somewhere around $3 to $4 billion is kind of what they're being evaluated at right now.
Sell a couple more Band-Aids and powder. You're good.
And he'll send Chris over to run it.
Well, he'll run it and Chris will run the Jets.
Yeah. No, what's actually, this is, I know you're going to find this surprising. He's actually bringing in Adam Gase to run Chelsea.
Really? So yeah. Sort of like a Ted Lasso thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird Ted Lasso variant.
Wow.
Where it's Gase running Chelsea.
I'll say this, though. It can be done. Like, Stan Kroenke owns Arsenal in the
Red Sox own a team,
John
right?
Henry owns Liverpool.
Yeah.
So there are a bunch that own, you know, teams in the U.S., teams in England. So it can be done.
How many NFL...
The name of the show would be Dead Gasso.
Now, you know what? Hey, Andrew, how many NFL owners own soccer clubs in Europe?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Well, Kroenke's one, right?
Kroenke.
Malcolm Glazer owns Manchester United.
Shad Khan.
Shad Khan owns Fulham.
So at least three. That might be it.
Yankees own NYCFC.
That's very similar.
Well, they do.
I understand. It's not similar. Similar in shade.
Yeah. We're in a different neighborhood, Michael.
Yeah. It's like, you know, we both go out car shopping. Michael buys his custom Bentley, and I get a Prius.
If you're not watching USA Soccer, then you're a moron.
I don't know if you realize it, but the MLS champions are NYCFC. So
no, I understand. Right, but
tell your story walking,
about,
okay?
No, and we're not trying to be disrespectful. Okay?
You're not trying.
We're talking about sheer worth.
It's just worth. Listen.
And if Woody Johnson buys Chelsea, and on his way to purchasing Chelsea, had said, let me just pick up NYCFC.
It would be like buying on the milk way. On the way to the grocery store.
There's like
store.
A stand on the side of the road. We'll get NYCFC. And on his way to Chelsea, dropped it. Fell out of his pocket. He'd be like, I'm good.
Don, I was going to put it like this. When he buys Chelsea, however he pays them, with the change, he can then pick up NYCFC.
And that's every MLS team. I mean, just we're talking. These are
Chelsea's.
When you look at the worth, like when they give the most valued franchises, they're all NFL and soccer teams from Europe, right, Andrew?
Yeah, Real Madrid, Manchester United, they're always right near the top of any of those lists.
And just to show you that I'm an equal opportunity offender, you're not finding the Winnipeg Jets on that list either.
No, you are
We're
not.
Just saying that when we're talking about this type of soccer, Peter, it's on a different plane.
Oh, absolutely. Aaron Rodgers reportedly mulling over a serious contract offer from the Green Bay Packers.
Mm. All this talk and he's going to end up playing there 30 years.
Can I tell you what, also, I know this is one of those takes I have that, like, is generally, I get shouted down and just called an idiot because it's not based in anything.
Idiot.
Can I just say, it's isn't it boring?
It is boring. Wake me when it's done.
Yeah, I want him to go now. Like, if he just signs there for another 5 years, it's like, we did all of this yin-yang rigmarole nonsense with you for you to just be in that same stupid puke green 12 jersey again.
Wow.
Enough is enough. Move on.
Now, what is does Ballard want him back or not?
Ballard is good either way. He, at this point, feels so grossed out with him as a person that he's fine if they move on. And at the same time, if they keep him, it's like, well, hey, I got one of the best quarterbacks in the world. So that's where he's at with it.
Interesting.
Aaron Rodgers officiated a weekend. He officiated a wedding this weekend. He was hanging out near Santa Barbara on Saturday to officiate the wedding of his offensive lineman, David Bakhtiari.
I heard his date, by the way,
was none other than
Shailene
Jabroni
Woodley.
Pumpleduck. No, not Jabroni Pumpleduck. Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that whole thing that he did last week when he spoke of her all glowingly, it was a Valentine's card. Yeah. It was either to get her back or he had just gotten her back. But there was something going on. There's no doubt. Well, bad news, guys. Were you very excited about the Ben Simmons return to Philly?
I was excited. I was looking forward to it.
Bum, 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 bum.
He'll be on the bench.
Let's hear from Woj.
Simmons is going to join them at some point, and the Nets' hope is when Brooklyn gets back after Thursday's game in Philly, Simmons at that point will be ready to start getting on the floor with his teammates and increasing his workload, getting closer to returning. That back problem has been an issue for him since he's tried to start ramping up. He's essentially really just done individual work at their facility. They're hoping by the end of this week he'll be able to do more.
But no chance he plays Thursday night.
There is no chance he is playing in Philly.
There was never a chance he was playing in Philly. Never. Ever a chance.
Andrew, you're not surprised at all, are you?
Sadly, no. It would have been epic, and it'll still be – I'm still excited to see what the reception is for him. I mean, I know what it's going to be, but just to kind of watch it play out. But, yeah, I was bummed. This was such a circle-to-date game.
It'll be a circle-to-date playoff series.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a first round series.
Yeah,
sure could be.
I mean, imagine one of those teams being gone after round one.
Andrew, how'd the Philly Miami series this weekend go?
Their game Saturday?
Oh, I thought they had two. Oh no, you guys had a back to back, but it wasn't a back to back against each other.
Right.
Yeah, how'd it go against Miami on Saturday?
The Heat won.
Jimmy. No Jimmy.
No Jimmy played. No wait, which Jimmy are we talking about? Butler or Harden?
No,
Jim Harden plays.
James Harden did not play. Jimmy Butler did play.
Why didn't Harden play?
Second night of a back-to-back.
Oh, I think they were God. Oh, you can't get his legs were falling right off the stems.
Wow. What a sport.
Yeah, really. Go have fun with that.
Yeah, it's not what you want.
No. How about the people that bought tickets for that? They don't see Jimbo.
I mean, not, but honestly, and this is obviously coming from a biased place. But is there anything worse than the regular season in the NBA, for God's sakes? Nobody plays. We still have a team that's going to be in the play-in. Vegas is favoring to come out and win the championship. 20 teams go to the playoffs, technically.
Peter, did you watch the Friday game? Lakers and Golden State?
Well, it's the Saturday.
Saturday.
You mean LeBron going to town?
Is he unbelievable?
19 of 31, 6 of 11 from 3, 56 points, 10 rebounds. He wills the Lakers to a much-needed win over Golden State. But, no, I did not see it.
I mean, he's 57 years old. It's unbelievable what he's doing.
That was a good game.
And then what he said to Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, that was fun. And it picked it up. The mics picked it up.
Yeah.
What did he say to Stafford?
He said, I couldn't let you be in the building and not show. Something like,
I'll put it on a show.
Yeah.
And he get the foul shots to get to 56, like money. And he got the rebound with 8 seconds to go. I was like, you know, drive. Throw more in.
Yeah, good sport.
Right now, the Lakers sitting pretty firmly in that 9 spot, which would mean they'd host a game against the 10-seed Pelicans.
I'll tell you what, if Anthony Davis gets back and Westbrook plays the way he played on Saturday night, they're a tough out. I wouldn't want to face them in the playoffs.
It's about as many ifs as the Nets have.
Well, the biggest if is Anthony Davis coming back. At least he's allowed to play at home.
But when's he coming back?
There's a chance he'll come back at the end of the year.
And if Westbrook plays like he played Saturday, that's
well,
a
maybe
big
he
if.
Found something. This is maybe. The way he should play.
Maybe.
But, Don, you know what they say. If your if was a spliff. You know what I'm saying?
If ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we would all have a wonderful Christmas.
See? Bong is tough.
That's right. Well, imagine that. If I told you at the beginning of the year, March 7th, Nets, Lakers are both the 9 seeds.
So wild. Other notes from the weekend, reigning NBA MVP, the Joker, had 46, 12, and 11 on 16 to 22 from the floor. To post just the second 45-point triple-double on 70% field goal shooting in NBA history.
Really? So who was the first?
45-point triple-double, 70% from the floor. Who could it be? Think about it. You can figure it out when you think 70% from the floor.
Kareem? Wilt?
There it is. Wilt.
Have you ever seen the picture of Jokic when he was like 12 or 13?
No.
Like a full beard, right?
No. Full breast. I mean, he like me is.
Oh, yeah. He was
chubby. It's unbelievable how chubby he was. To become a professional player? Wow.
Well, he stretched
out. There's a lot of jiggly wiggly going on.
He stretched out a bit.
I guess.
Now, other ridiculous point totals this weekend. We talked about it earlier, that Celtics-Nets game in Boston yesterday. Jason Tatum scored 54, tying Larry Bird for the most 50-point games in Celtic history. Larry recorded his fourth career 50-pointer in his 722nd career game.
Yeah, it was 32.
It took Tatum less than half. It was his 351st game. Since the NBA-ABA merger, only 3 players had more 50-point games before turning 25. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant.
Hmm.
Tatum is special. And where did Tatum go to school?
Duke.
That's right. Let's hear from Coach K on the result, the big loss to North Carolina at Cameron Indoor on Saturday.
This isn't part of the program. This is impromptu by me. I'm sorry about this afternoon. No, please, everyone be quiet. Let me just say, it's unacceptable. Today was unacceptable, but the season has been very acceptable. And I'll tell you, the season isn't over, all right?
Everybody had a problem with him saying that. I don't. Imagine if you didn't mention the loss at all. I mean, it's like the elephant in the room. You just lost to North Carolina in your final game at home, and you're not going to bring it up? They didn't play well.
Why would people have a problem? I mean,
why would he sully the ceremony by saying that? Because it happened. You can't ignore it.
Listen,
I think it put a complete damper on the ceremony.
Listen, I love to crush him wherever I can.
I don't get it.
But I got no problem with that. mentioning the loss?
You know what? Little Ricky Rosenberg, when he's born, you would pray that he could play for a coach like Coach.
Not if he cursed at Little Ricky like that. No. He's a cursing maniac.
And even in a nice moment, still yelled at the fans to shut up.
Don. He can't help but be like an angry grown up who just.
Well, he is out of the army. I mean, he's a military guy.
I understand, but I've known people from the military before who don't perpetually yell at everyone when they're talking.
You have never known one person from the military. I'm calling out on this.
Wow. I've never known a person from the military.
You have never known any human being that has served time in a foreign land.
It's not called usually serving time, but that is not only a absolutely bold claim, but so incredibly false.
Really?
You can't
give me a name. Who do you know from the military? Who do you know that has served this great country?
We could start with my Uncle Alan. Just start with my uncle. But also, it's not like you run into people all the time who serve this great country.
Yeah, but I'm talking about running into people, like knowing people.
Knowing. Really close. I don't even think you're close with Uncle Alan.
We were very close. How about the Admiral David Robinson?
You're friends with David.
No, but I saw him on the Upper West Side once.
And that makes you friends with him.
Who do you know, Michael?
My Uncle Danny was in the Army.
Danny Aiello?
Yeah. I knew him very well.
Yes.
Thank you. That is true. He was your uncle. And let's hear Coach K's final remarks. Coach? Coach K, his final goodbye?
Even though you don't think right now I do, I love you guys. I love what we're going to do from learning what happened today as we move forward. But for my entire family, all these munchkins here, thank you. Like, this has been so darn good. I appreciate it.
And that's it. So long, farewell. Catch you on the flippity flop. Hope you lose in the first round.
Oh, hope you lose the title.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I'd vomit in my mouth. A former UFC champ, Cain Velasquez, denied bail. He's charged with attempted murder, and he's still in custody. And currently, the court says the risk is too great to let him out due to the extreme recklessness of his actions. He was arrested on the 28th of February after allegedly chasing down the man who is charged with molesting a young relative of Velasquez, and shooting into his vehicle. His next court date is April 12th.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, guys, a little bit of industry news to close things out on this Monday.
Interesting.
What's this?
Andrew Marchand writing.
The great Andrew Marchand. Please.
So obviously, Don, has nothing to do with me or you.
T-game.
But he wrote about the shakeup happening with the Fox football broadcast.
Huh?
Says that Troy Aikman is going to ESPN. Joe Buck is up in the air. And now Marchand's reporting that Aaron Andrews will be a free agent shortly. Fox reportedly would like to keep her, but her deal is up.
Well, what is Fox doing? They have the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They're going to test our theory, Michael.
You know, Phil Musick wrote a whole column about it. I mean, being a broadcaster, I hope he's not totally right. He said, well, nobody tunes into any game because of the broadcaster.
Thanks, Phil. Tell you one thing, no one tunes into a newspaper to read your crap.
Oh. Well,
tweet
minute,
that!
The rails there
print that!
What'd
you
say, Don?
What we've said for years is they print money, and they're going to get ratings, right? So Fox's ratings, as much as I love Joe Buck and Aikman, I think they're the
best. They're going to rate no matter what.
They're going to get the same number, and if they can get guys at a quarter of the price of these contracts by re-upping them, that's more money in Fox's pocket.
But think about it. Let's say, like, Aikman wanted $18 million. They offered $14 million. So they say $4 million, right?
Right.
And let's say Buck wants $15 million, and they stay at 12. So that would save $3
million. Right.
$7 million. I mean, Rupert Murdoch picks his teeth with a $7 million bill.
But people make decisions for him, right? Or they make decisions to impress him to keep their job. I'm able to save $7 million, and the rating doesn't change?
But there's a lot more that comes into broadcasting. You're going to meet with advertisers. It moves the needle. It's somebody that could talk with people. There's a lot to it.
You know, Charlie McCarthy is not going to be calling games. They're going to find somebody that's really good and save some money.
You would admit, in a terrible game, a good announcing crew will keep people probably more engaged than not.
Sure, it helps a little bit.
If it's a great game, it doesn't matter who's announcing it. I would agree.
But overall,
all games aren't great.
You're going to see their overall number not change pretty much at all. They're not going to hire like nobodies. They're going to bring in people that are probably going to make half the money that Buck and Aikman would make, but they're still going to be very good. They're going to be known commodities. They'll do a good job. I don't want to devalue it, but the facts are the facts. That's why I thought people think I don't like Tony Romo. I think he's okay. I didn't think he was worth $18 million. For what? You're going to get the exact same number, and you hire a guy for $7 million. Is that good business?
I hear you. I don't like it, but I also understand it because you're going to rate no matter what. That'll do it for ENN. It was brought to you tonight by Hennessy. Thank you, Don. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, the Triple-Double. Both made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy responsibly.
Always.
Always. It's important. We have the big fella on today.
Yes. It's been a while.
But first, we're going to take phone calls when we get back. 1-800-919-3776. We have another giveaway. So stay tuned right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.